You're listening to the Author Stories Podcast, bringing you the story behind the stories and the storytellers.
Margaret Wise,
Terry Brooks,
Sheena Kamal,
Matthew Quick,
J.T. Ellison,
Walt D. Williams,
Brad Thor,
Corey Doctorow,
Brandon Sanderson,
Robin Mom,
Ernest Klein, Jim Butcher,
Sherilyn Harris.
Visit HankGarner.com for archives of all the shows. Today's guest is... Thanks for joining me again for the Author Stories Podcast, where I bring you the story behind the stories and the storytellers. Today, I am super excited to have two guests with me today, PC Cast and Kristen Cast, the co-authors of the House of Night Otherworld series. With they have a brand new book out. Book 4 in this series is out now. I know you guys are really going to love it. This is a must-have for your summer reading pile. Welcome to the show, PC and Kristen.
Thanks, how are you?
We begin each show with the same question, and that question, I'll throw it over to PC first. What is your first memory of wanting to be a writer or storyteller?
Oh, that's easy. My first memory is the book I wrote in first grade, Blubby the Blue Whale. It did not get published yet.
Yet.
Right? No, that's my first memory. What about you, Kristen?
Mine probably isn't. Mine's not so cute. After the end of the original House of Night series, I was either going to go back to school or write a book. And as I was writing a book by myself for the first time, I realized, hey, I really actually like doing this. I think that I'll do this. This is way better than school because school is terrible.
It can be. I'm going to agree with you on that one. PC, did you always, from that debut novel in the first grade, did you always know that you were going to be a writer?
Yes, I wrote another book in eighth grade, Nurse Janice. I wanted it to be a Harlequin romance, but I couldn't figure out how to get Nurse Janice from one scene to another. So that was short-lived. It was just a jumble of Nurse Janice in a room. I kept returning to writing, and I just always knew I was going to be an author. I knew I was going to teach, and I knew I was going to write, and I did both things.
Wow. What about you, Kristen? Your story is a little bit different because you watched your mom write for quite a while, didn't you?
Yes. When did you sell?
2000,
yes. And in 2005, we started working together on the original House of Night series. And at that time, PC had about,
10
to 12 books out, and I had definitely watched her. I didn't know that I wanted to be a writer until I started writing with the original House of Night novels. I was a first line editor, and I am also the editor of the House of Night Otherworld series. So I hadn't actually written anything. Oh, except that I was in your creative writing class.
Yeah.
I wrote in your creative writing class, but I didn't ever think I wanted to work at the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases and in level 4 hot zones and, you know, work with Ebola and stuff like that. And so I thought I was going to go on a completely different path. And
then she realized it would take way too much school.
I had this terribly old professor who taught my first biology class, and I was having trouble, and I came to him after class and asked him a question, and he told me that I was much better suited for an English degree and that I should just go do that. And because I was so young, I didn't understand that that was the patriarchy talking to me. I thought, oh, he must see something in me that I don't see. I can't be a scientist. But you know what? Now I write in my solo career, I write about infectious diseases. So showed you, old crusty man.
That's right.
You know, Kristen, I think I've learned to just assume that everyone's giving me a compliment because, you know, you never know. You never know.
It's true.
Yeah. I have to ask you, Kristen, watching your mom, you know, become a writer and get her work published, you know, while still being your mom, you know, that we hear these stories of people who, you know, their dreams come true. They write things and then they get out to the world. But she's still your mom. How did you feel about what she was going through and you know, her journey to becoming a best-selling author?
I definitely thought it was normal. She taught full-time and wrote for three different publishing houses. And I mean, you know, she would stay up almost all night and she wouldn't go hang out with her friends, and she was back in her bedroom, you know, just writing
slash office.
Yes. Right. Well, there was a partition in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I definitely really didn't understand. I just thought, oh, okay, well, this is just what you do when you're an author. And she wasn't famous until the House of Night series came along. So you know, I don't know. It was just so normal to me because you never talked about it like it was anything.
Because it seemed normal to me, too. Yeah, it wasn't until my 18th published book that my career changed. That's when Chosen debuted number 2 on the Times list. And then everything just blew up after that. But it took 18 books. So I was teaching high school full time and writing for three major publishers at the same time. So
I love these stories of an 18 book overnight sensation.
Right, overnight success.
18
books. Yeah.
Right. The work and the grind that goes into it that other people love to just gloss over, and you know, well, you know, PC Cast, she's the most lucky writer in the world. No, you kind of made some luck there over 18 books, didn't you?
Yeah, over 18 books and, you know, teaching and coming home from school, and I allowed myself to have dinner while I watched Oprah, and then it was time to go back to my /bedroom/office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And start writing. And I usually wrote till about midnight and then go to sleep, get up, go to school, teach, and do it all over again. Yeah.
PC, I have to ask you, have you always had a love of what we now refer to as urban fantasy, or, you know, these stories that are a mixture of fantasy with the real world? And has that always been something that interested you?
Yeah, I've always liked paranormal. I've always read across genres, everything from James Clavell to Anne McCaffrey, Ray Bradbury. I mean, everyone across all different genres, Dean Koontz. But I really like fantasy and paranormal, and that is like my preferred genre over all others. So when I started writing, I decided to write the book I most wanted to read, which is what I do every time. And I like to write in the fantasy sci-fi genre. Mm-hmm. Kristen she loves fantasy and sci-fi, but she doesn't, when she writes by herself, she doesn't write fantasy or sci-fi.
Talk a little bit about that, Kristen, if you would. What is it about when you write with your mom that you go to this other place, but when you're writing for yourself, it's a different genre? Is it a different mindset when you know that this is something that only you will be involved in as opposed to working with her?
Well, she makes me write paranormal novels.
I strong arm her.
She
too.
Does. But, you know, I don't. Because she's so passionate about it, I don't have a problem with it. Although we do, we're writing right now, we're finishing up the second book in a new trilogy about, it's called Sisters of Salem, and it's about twin teen witches. Mm-hmm. And there are some times when she's like, you know, well, when we do this spell, we're going to do it this way, and this is how it's going to be. And I'm like, none of it's real. We don't have to do it that way. It's not real. And I think that that's my, it's almost hypocritical, because that's my thing. When I write by myself, that's my thing. Like, I don't want to write paranormal just because I don't, it's not my jam when I'm writing, and it's so far from reality. But it's not like, I mean, I'm making up my own story, making up my people, making up this version of the world that they're in. So none of it is real. So to tell myself that I don't want to write paranormal because it's not real seems silly when I say it out loud, but that's what happens in my head.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, no, you have to end that spell with "so mote it be." And she's like, no,
I don't.
Well, PC, now that you mentioned that, how important is world building and magic systems and the little details that as readers really, you know, sell this world to us, make us feel like we're invested in it, make us feel like, you know, this is a place we could visit. You know, do you think about all those little idiosyncrasies, the things, the little details that make readers invested?
God, yeah, if you don't, it's going to come back and bite you in your ass in a book like 2 or 3 or 4. You'll be like, oh, God, why didn't I work out that world issue or that world rule back then? Yeah, you have to do all that. It's also why I like to take a real setting, like in The House of Night, Tulsa is a real place. And all the places in The House of Night, in the Tulsa world, you can go find them. And I like to give my readers a foundation of reality and then add fantasy on top of that or paranormal elements on top of that so that I have them hooked so they can see the world and like smell things and taste things. And then, you know, I just add like vampires and earth magic. And it's like, yeah. And then they're there with me.
Want to grow as a writer and take your writing to the next level? Give Pro Writing Aid a try. Pro Writing Aid is a grammar checker, style editor, and writing mentor in one package. Pro Writing Aid will never replace a human editor. Rather, it helps you self-edit to a deeper level so that when you send it off to an editor, they will be able to focus on the meat of your writing and not spend their time fixing basic writing issues. Pro Writing Aid is the only platform that offers world-class grammar and style checking, combined with more in-depth reports to help you strengthen your writing. Our unique combination of suggestions, articles, videos, and quizzes makes writing fun and interactive. Writing can be grammatically perfect, but still feel awkward and clumsy. Pro Writing Aid searches out elements like repetitiveness, vague wording, sentence length variation, over-dependence on adverbs, passive voice, overcomplicated sentence structures, and so much more. Nothing makes a writer lose credibility faster than spelling and grammar mistakes. Submit clean, error-free writing. Go to ProWritingAid.com and use code HANK20 for 20% off of Pro Writing Aid Premium. Pro Writing Aid. Check it out today.
For the uninitiated, for the people that are not familiar, how would you describe the world and this book series?
Well, the House of Night world is a matriarchal, pagan, vampire society dropped in the middle of the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. And the characters, PC was teaching at the time that we started the series, and she peopled the world with, you know, different kids that she saw. All the characters were inspired by teenagers, and I was 19 when we started working on the series, and that really helped, you know, further dial in that the teen speak and the pop culture references, which now are funny because that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
When we wrote the first book. But it's very, because of that though, it's very relatable, and there's also lots of drama that happens because, you know,
they're teenagers, yeah.
They're teenagers and the matriarchal society in the middle of a patriarchal society. Mm-hmm. There's also lots of, you know, love drama and angst.
Yeah.
You mentioned that it's anchored in Tulsa. Was that something specific for you that was important to set this this series there? And what is it about Tulsa that was such a great setting?
Well, it's our hometown, so that's where we were, and I love Tulsa. It's a lovely drop of blue in a horrible sea of red, and it's a really pretty city, and you know, my heart's still there. We don't live there right now, but that's why I created it in Tulsa versus another Bible Belt city, because Tulsa is my city.
PC, I saw a video of you a while back, and I'm remembering it kind of on the fly here, so correct me, please, for what I get wrong. But you were talking about that you were talking with an editor about a new series, and she mentioned something, and you said, oh, it needs to be YA. Was that the House of Night series?
Oh, that's my agent. Yeah, in 2005, my agent and I were at a national romance writers convention, and we were having dinner, and she said, I have an idea for your next series. I want you to write about a vampire finishing school. And I was like, ooh, yeah, YA. And because I was teaching high school, and right. She was, yeah, and she went, what's YA? And I said, young adult. She said, no, I want you to do like, college co-ed vampires where there's like classes for biting and bondage and stuff. And I said, yeah, I could do that. But I said, I really think the YA genre is taking off. I teach that age. I read that age, and I would really like to give it a go. And so she said, all right, write the first three chapters. And that was that.
Let me ask you a question about YA, because you're absolutely right. The last 15 years or so has really seen this. I don't know if it's a genre, a classification, what you would call it. But the YA has really taken off and really solidified itself as a section of the market. What makes a book YA? And I would love to hear your opinion, PC and Kristen. Is it just the age of the protagonist, or does YA have a certain feel to the writing itself?
I think that we would be doing our readers a disservice and be disrespecting them at the same time if we wrote YA books and thought, okay, well, this is for a younger person, so I have to write it differently. I have to make it simpler or only deal with, you know, going to the mall, whatever. To me, and I think I can speak for PC when I say this, it's just the age of the protagonist makes it YA. It's not any of the subject matter or the way in which it was dealt with. Now, of course, whenever you're writing younger characters, the maturation process is different. You know, we all make more mistakes when we're younger that we wouldn't make when we're older, and that can make a story more interesting, but it's not simplified in any way.
Yeah, one of the fallacies in people who haven't written YA and they're like, I'm going to write a young adult novel, and they start writing and they dumb down their writing for teenagers. That's that does not work on any level. And I don't even think about writing in the YA genre when I'm writing YA. I just create younger characters and then just take them through a maturation process. That's all. I don't pull punches. I don't stay away from any topics. I don't avoid sex. I don't avoid violence. I don't avoid language, and I just put it out there exactly like, you know, I remember from being a teenager and what I witnessed, you know, kids, how kids are when I've taught for 15 years.
You're actually doing the reader a disservice when you try to change the story because it may be a younger reader, and people can see right through that.
For sure.
Especially teenagers. Yeah.
How many books have you guys written together so far between the original House of Night series that you collaborated on and the House of Night Otherworld series? How many books does this make for you together?
There are 20 books, 12 original House of Night novels, 4 original House of Night novellas, and 4 spin-off House of Night Otherworld novels.
And then we're almost done with our second actual co-authored book in our Sisters of Salem series. We've co-authored another book and a novella together besides that. Mm-hmm. So how many is that?
24. Well, 20, since a novella is shorter than a novel.
Let's count it anyway.
24.
Well, each of you both write individually, and then you write as a collective entity. Can you tell the difference in the types of things that you write together as opposed to the kinds of things that you write separately? Is there a certain energy, a certain vibe that comes when it's a collaboration?
Yeah, I think so. We don't have to worry about matching our voices because we choose different characters. And when, like, my characters in our new series, my lead character's name is Mercy. And when Mercy's the head of a scene, I write her and it sounds like Mercy. And so then when Kristen takes over her chapter, her character's name is Hunter, and Hunter and Mercy don't sound alike. And they shouldn't, because, you know, they're not the same character. And so we don't have to match our voices, but we do, like, we collaborate and we know what we're each writing. And when we write alone, we can go off on, I know I go rogue a lot when I write alone.
PC is, like, super big into world building. Mm-hmm. And I am more, like, thriller action based. So, and her stuff is more about love and, you know, I mean, terrible stuff happens, but it's always about, like, she's very empowering women and mm-hmm. love, and I am very, like, murdery and dark.
It's true.
Kristen, I heard you tell a story one time about when you guys first started collaborating and that PC would send you a chapter or two, and then before you could make it through it, she would say, no, don't read that. I've changed it already. And then you kind of went back and forth, and eventually she had to finish a draft and send it to you. Has your collaboration style matured since then?
We still do that for the House of Night. I help her brainstorm more with the House of Night than I did in the very beginning. But when we co-author and are both actually writing, our process is completely different. We meet in person and talk about a general outline. And then we take time to break that outline down farther and do chapter by chapter outlines. And it's very intense. And I think after we wrote the novella first and then another novel together before starting the Sisters of Salem. And we learned through those two projects a way that works best for us, which PC does not like as much because she's not an outliner, and I outline every single thing I write.
It's harder for me to outline a damn book than it is to write the book. I hate it so much. I just hate it so much, especially when we have to outline chapter by chapter. I'm always like, how the hell do I know what my characters are going to be doing 7 chapters from now? So, and I don't ever write out of sequence because my action, my plot builds on what the characters do. And that's why it changes sometimes. Kristen writes out of sequence.
Well, because I have that detailed chapter by chapter outline, and I change the outline. I don't change the draft.
Noveler is the best way to write a novel. Why? Quite simply because we've made it the easiest place to do it. Writing a novel is hard enough. Noveler takes care of all the logistical bits of writing a novel, just leaving that small matter of the words to you. It's a clean, beautiful writing interface with writing analytics, goals and streaks, advanced grammar checking, version control, day, evening, and night modes, and many other features designed to take all the stress out of writing. Tell us what you need and we'll build it. together we'll build a better tool. With a design-led approach, all the right tools that you need, Noveler saves all your words constantly, allows you to manage and order your novel easily. It's accessible from any device, desktop or mobile. It syncs to Google Drive and Dropbox. It allows exports in various formats, including ebook and more. It also has nice touches like allowing you to write both offline and online, unique for a web-based platform. Everyone needs help with their writing from inspiration through to grammar checking, so we're doing our best to provide that support. We integrate that support directly into Noveler. Our advanced grammar checker powered by Pro Writing Aid does everything from spell check to style advice. Our writing courses include the incredible Tim Clare's Couch to ADK. We're really excited to offer all Author Stories listeners 30% off Noveler for a whole year. And it doesn't matter if you choose to sign up for the monthly or annual plan, you'll get 30% off. All you need to do is use the discount code Hank when you sign up. Noveler, N-O-V-L-R. That's Noveler.org. Scribophile is a respectful online writing workshop and writers community. Writers of all skill levels join to improve each other's work with thoughtful critiques and by sharing their writing experiences. We're the writing group to join if you want to find beta readers, get the best feedback around, learn how to get published, and be a part of the friendliest and most successful writing workshop online. Improve your writing by receiving detailed critiques. Learn from a vast collection of free writing resources. Make lifelong friends in our busy community of writers. Writing is a solitary art, but that doesn't mean you have to be lonely. Lucky for you, there are thousands of writers on Scribophile every day, and we're a really friendly bunch. You've never seen a writing group like this one. Join Scribophile today at scribophile.community.
I don't know how she does what she does either. Oh.
this is great for writers because, you know, normally you talk to someone and they're either a plotter or a pantser. They're in one of those two camps. The reality is that most people are kind of in the middle somewhere and have a hybrid method that they like. But you guys are one of each. That has to be fascinating to make that work together sometimes.
I think it makes us both better writers.
Yeah.
To be able to exercise the tools that we need to do both. So we have to be more versatile. I know that I'm a better writer after writing with Kristen, especially because I don't want it to sound stupid when I sit with Kristen and have her go, Phyllis, that chapter is kind of stupid sounding. Or I'll read her chapter, and Kristen always does these lovely extended metaphors. And so I'm like, oh man, I had to think of an extended metaphor. Crap. So I make myself think harder.
That's hilarious. Now you have a deeper relationship than co-writers, and because you're mother and daughter, and there are different aspects to that relationship. But you know, it's interesting to see collaborators. The longer they do it, they kind of develop a shorthand, and you get past all of the niceties of, you know, well, I don't want to hurt her feelings, or you know, you kind of get right to the point because you trust each other at some point. Is that easier or more difficult because you're related? Has that shorthand developed? Is it easier to tell one or the other that, you know, I don't like this, or I don't think this is going to work? You know, how protective of each other's feelings are you?
I think it's easier because I usually know what would hurt her feelings, and I just don't say mean things that would hurt her feelings. But also, if I accidentally hurt her feelings, she'll just tell me.
That really just hurt my feelings really bad. And then she'll go, oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And I'll say, thank you. And then we just go on. And, you know, we have our family shorthand. Like, Yeah, we have things that that is, you know, cast family speak. And so when we're communicating, we communicate in shorthand a lot. And even like her notes, like her editorial notes throughout House of Night, when she's like, she can just say, I said no about this. I told you before, no bodily fluids.
No, stop it. All the bodily fluids.
I know exactly what book she's talking about. All like 10 more. Oh God, how many more than 10 books ago? I know exactly what she's talking about. And then I'm like, crap, I can't put that in.
That's hilarious. With this book, you're wrapping up a long-term series, many, many books. We counted them a little while ago. How difficult was it to bring this all to a culmination and to leave this story? You know, this is a completed thing. Maybe you come back to it later. Maybe you don't. But in your mind, is this a satisfying conclusion?
It's been my favorite book out of the entire series. The original one and The Other World. I love this book. It was actually easier for me to bring this to a close than the original series, because I knew going into The Other World series that I was going to have 4 books. I had them all titled. I knew what I wanted to happen at the beginning. I knew what I wanted to happen in the last book. And it was better than I mean, The House of Night was longer. The original one was longer. And I was given a lot of freedom, but only after book 3. So that's why it started out as first person. I changed it to third person with some first person from Zoe's point of view. But it was really satisfying. It's been really, really good. And I did leave a big door open for a spinoff of the spinoff. But right now, Kristen and I are focusing on the TV series and also of course, our new series together, Sisters of Salem. And then she and I are both working on solo books too.
I want to ask you about the TV series in just a minute, but before we do, this new book is called Found. Each book in this series has a title that's kind of provocative. It began with Loved, then Lost, then Forgotten. This one is Found. What does this title mean to you, Kristen?
I can't say too much about it because I don't want to.
It's a little spoilery, isn't it?
It is spoilery. Oh my gosh, I don't know what to say.
Well, we find the conclusion of many threads that have been going through, even from the original series. I thought of these books as 4 love letters to our fans, 4 long love letters to our fans, tying up loose ends, giving them a satisfying conclusion, especially about our antagonist.
Yeah, that is really, Found is really our antagonist story, which is why I can't
say. She can't say too much.
Why it's meaningful.
I love it. It's going to be so amazing as people dig into this book. PC, what do you feel about your books, coming to television? And how do you embrace someone interpreting your work for, with mixing your vision with their vision? And what are your hopes for this going forward?
Oh, I'm super excited. We would not have agreed to the option had we not been approached by by DCTV, our particular producers, who approached us as fans of the work, and from the very beginning said, we want you intimately involved. We want to make you happy. We want to make the fans happy. We're running everything by you. So I'm super excited. I mean, I worked with the screenwriter on the script for the pilot. It is not exactly like the beginning of The House of Night. Actually, I'm kind of jelly because I really like how she began it, the scene that she began it with, and I kind of would have liked to have begun it there. So I've even written dialogue on it. I'm intimately involved. It's another reason why I'm taking a pause from writing House of Night right now, because we're so involved with the TV series. Although of course we were on the verge of having a network pick us up, and then the pandemic hit. And of course, the very next step is casting and filming, which we can't do yet. So
Don't you love it when a pandemic just breaks out and interrupts everything?
Messes up our TV series. Fans want to help right now. We're asking them to contact their favorite network and let their favorite network know, hey, pick up The House of Night, so that as our producers go back out there in the world, when they can go back out there in the world, we'll be on the minds of many different networks.
Absolutely. The new book is called Found. It's available everywhere now. There are links to it in the show notes of this episode. Kristen, if people are just discovering you and your collaboration with PC and want to dig into all this great stuff that you guys are doing together and separately, where can they find you online to dig into all the great stuff that you do?
You can find us each at our website. Mine is kcastauthor.com. I'm also on Instagram at kcastauthor. And PC is at pccastauthor.com and on Facebook and Twitter at pccastauthor. And she's also very active on the House of Night Facebook page, the one that is verified.
Yes. Excellent. We're going to send everyone to see you, PC. Kristen, thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today.
Thank you. It's been fabulous.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you, Hank.
World Anvil is a browser-based world-building platform designed for all world builders, writers and novelists, dungeon masters, game developers, and everyone else. World Anvil keeps your world settings safe and organized, helps you find your characters, locations, plots, timelines, and maps quickly and easily as you write. Then, if you choose, you can showcase your amazing world-building to the world, beautifully and interactively, to keep your readers engaged. You can even use our professional tier to build your career, selling access to behind-the-scenes content your readers will love and growing your community. Build your world setting in any genre with over 25 custom-built world-building templates, complete with prompts to inspire your creativity. Allow your readers to explore the public parts of your world in an innovative new way with interactive maps, timelines, and wiki-style articles. Give special access to co-authors, beta readers, customers, or patrons to see exclusive behind-the-scenes content. There's a free version to get started with all of the major features. Guild membership offers you a host of extra options, including comprehensive privacy settings, co-authors, presentation options, and so much more. Join our community of over 250,000 world builders, including professional authors. Take part in competitions and learn more about world building at this fantastic online community. Use the coupon code HANK to get 20% off all 6 and 12 month subscriptions. WorldAnvil.com. I'm a recent convert and I know you will be too.